Johnny, the 2011 Sale of Champions at the Ohio State Fair is in the books.
It is. And my goodness, Dave, what a day. What an exciting day for these boys and girls. I mean, this was fun. And this place was full. It was a fun day.
Three new records here at the Ohio State Fair.
Yeah, that's pretty fun stuff. You know, last year we hammered these guys pretty hard, and we set 6 out of 8. And so we've set the mark pretty high now. But what's fun about this is we still have those that choose to come back year after year after year. And then we also have those that are brand new that want to come in. It's just fun stuff. That's what this is about, supporting these boys and girls.
Did the sale meet your expectations?
Oh, exceeded it. Oh, my gosh. You know, Dave, you can't set a record every year. I mean, you'd like to, but, you know, sometimes a little bit of reality's got to set in. But the thing of it is, think about this. You know, we on this champion lamb, for example, the record was 45,000. We hit 43. I mean, that's pretty good. That's awful good.
And again, it just shows the commitment that Ohioans have for their young people.
Oh, no question. And the ethics and what's being taught through the 4-H and FFA programs. I mean, that's, you can't say enough good about these companies that come in here. But the thing of it is, they recognize that. And those are the kind that they like to hire after they've gone through their college experience and whatever. That's the kind of person that they want to hire, are these 4-H and FFA kids.
Johnny, I know we've talked before, and you've mentioned that this is one of the most difficult sales that you conduct. Tell me about selling your nephew's reserve grand champion here in the Sale of Champions.
First of all, let me just say that it was a great thrill. Our family has been showing livestock since 1942, and as any family at any state, and going to the state fair or national show will tell you, it's tough to get in this position. And so it was a great thrill. I've sold at him and his sister's projects at the county fair for years, but this is different. This was a lot of fun today. I didn't tear up. You know, I mentioned about my dad, and I thought certainly I would tear up a little bit, but we got through it. And Reggie and Leanne did a nice job, and Kroger's bought the thing, set a record on their chickens for 16,000 on the reserves, and that's fantastic. I mean, you know, it's just great support. Those people have been very, very kind to me over the years. They've Kroger's and the Roush's and Bob Evans and everybody that JD Equipment and SNS Volvo. I mean, and the racehorse folks and Kale Marketing and everybody, Myers, my gosh, and the Huffman Markets that come in here. I mean, it's not all the big guys. There are a lot of small companies that choose to come in here. Some of them do it on their own. Some of them we partner them up with. But it's just big fun.
Johnny, congratulations on a successful Sale of Champions.
$85,000 for the grand steer. Every time I sell him, I ask $100. Dave, I'm getting close. Thanks, man.